start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to this first Safety FM mini episode of the new year. Hopefully everything is going good and grand in your neck of the woods. So today I kind of wanted to do a couple of the different things. Wanted to talk to you, make sure that you're doing fine, because I think that that's the most important part as we do move forward into this new year of 2021. But as we hang out today and talk a little bit about things that are going on and about, as we had the discussion last week, RadioBig.fm has made its appearance on the scene. Thank you for coming out and hanging out and taking a listen to what we have going on there. So thank you for doing so. Of course, if you want to see or hear some more information about it, you can go to RadioBig.fm. Also, I wanted to have a discussion today and briefly remind everyone that we are currently signing people up for our HOP 101 class. This one has been reconfigured for 2021. So you can go to safetyfm.io to find out more information about the class about human and organizational performance that we're having on January the 20th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. This class is designed for people that are starting their HOP journey and want to know more. So if you want to come out and do that, you're more than welcome on doing that. Anyways, during this particular episode of Safety FM Mini, here's what I want to do today, if you're fine with me doing this. Recently on our network of Safety FM Plus, we have released this new show that we're calling Around the Safety Pod. What I would like to do is actually have you listen to the beginning portion of the clip and the setup on how this show sounds. So take a listen right now to Around the Safety Pod, Episode 2, right here on Safety FM Mini. Well, thank you for all those who came out and hung out during Episode 1. Well, that makes us have an Episode 2. So what are we all about? We're about Around the Safety Podcast. We are someone who is trying to help you save some time for you can hear exactly what is going on around the world of safety and podcasts. We are Around the Safety Pod. So what we're going to do is we're going to find the top 10 clips that are going around the internet right now for you to take a listen to what is going on inside of the world of podcasting. So let's get you started with the mix in no certain order right now.
In the mix. You know, I had been at other companies and everyone knows the Run, Hide, Fight video. It's free. It's on YouTube and people play that. And then you sign off and it's like, yep, we all got the Run, Hide, Fight training. You know, we checked a box, basically. And maybe they have a one page. Here's what you do in the event of an active shooter. You know, you stay in your office, hide under a desk, call 911. If you can get out, go outside. But that's it. So
I want my listeners to get something more out of that kind of training. That's just not enough. I mean, it's what you taught me and what I learned from you. So let's start there. Let's start with, okay, basic foundation and building on run, hide, fight. And then, of course, Alice is another topic. We're not dogging on anything, but let's go deeper and challenge my listeners to do better for their workers and their organizations. So start us off. What's involved when we talk about workplace violence and specifically active shooter with training and development?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely correct. And it's very sad. And most organizations, it is a check the box kind of thing. And the sad part of that is if there ever is an incident, there's going to be a lot of people hurt and injured. And then you have the liability issue, the lawsuits that are going to come around. So you do have to go beyond just the little video that you see, the free source that everybody watches. You also have to take into account the type of employees that you have, because you might have young people there and you might have older people, you know, age groups ranging from 20 to 60 to 70. You can't expect everybody to understand what to do. So you just can't tell somebody, all right, you have to run. So how do you run? How do you hide? How do you fight? Right? So you have to get more in depth into those particular subjects. Some people don't really like the concept or the, you know, run, hide, fight the way it sounds, but I think it pretty much tells exactly what you're going to have to do. And this is another misconception that a lot of people don't think about is just because it says run, hide, fight doesn't mean you do it in that order. You might start off hiding, then you have to run, and then you have to fight or any of those combinations. So you have to understand the dynamics that go into play when there is some type of active shooter situation. Because unfortunately, the police generally aren't going to arrive in time to help save you, because statistically speaking, most active shooter incidents end before the police arrive. So that means as an employee, as a team member, you're going to have to try to survive on your own until the police arrive. So how do you do that?
What I hear you saying is the first thing we should do is set realistic expectations for our employees. And it starts with mindset, right?
Sure.
Being in the right mind, having the right frame of mind about this topic in general.
Sure. So the mindset that everybody should adopt initially is that no one's coming to save you. So it's up to you to save yourself. Because when an active shooter situation happens and there's a lockdown, people are going to be in their own separate spaces. You know, some people might be congregated in one room together and then you guys can help each other out, but you might be stuck by yourself and you might have to try to figure out how to get out of that building by yourself. So you have to develop that mindset that you're alone, that you're going to have to do everything you need to do to keep yourself alive.
Well, that clip came off of episode 117 of the Safety Pro Podcast. So if you do get a chance, take a listen to what is exactly going on there. Great episode, great guy. That's the interview between Blaine J. Hoffman and Sean Rafferty. Take a listen when you get a chance. And let's continue down the path with Jill James on Around the Safety Pod.
In the mix. In the mix.
Well, there you go. There is a taste test right there of what exactly Around the Safety Pod sounds like. So if you're interested in taking a listen to it, you can come out to safetyfmplus.com. It is readily available right there on the website. You can take a listen to it free of charge, because some people had that question. So I just wanted to make sure that I filled that in. Anyways, that's all we have going on here today on Safety FM Mini. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM, and that is the listener. Safety FM is the home of real safety talk. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.